Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget to take the poll question. Every week we ask a different question right there on the homepage, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also find the work that Bert Folsom has deposited with us over the years. So much of his wisdom is right there, either what he's said to us on the show or has written and allowed us to repurpose on our website. His new book is called New Deal or Raw Deal. He's got a new book coming out later in the fall, which we're going to tell you about a little bit later on. Bert, it's Labor Day. Thanks again for hanging out with us. The relationship,
good to be here.
The relationship between employer and employee has really evolved over the last 130 or 40 years since the beginning of the heart of the industrial age.
Yes.
Now we're in the information age. And the relationships have really evolved. Employers are no longer thinking of employees as just a resource. Where at least from a small business perspective, I can't speak for the big companies, Bert, but from a Main Street perspective, our employees are members of our family. They're like family. We don't think of them as just another person. And as small business, Bert, continues to become a bigger element, a bigger part of the United States economy. Now over half of the U.S. economy. That's good for workers, isn't it?
Well, it is. There's kind of an irony here because a lot of people in government today don't have the respect for entrepreneurs that they should. To put it another way, they think of entrepreneurs the way entrepreneurs in the 1800s used to think of a lot of their workforce.
Right.
And that is, they're interchangeable parts, they're
right.
Dispensable. You throw one out, another one can come in, and you'll get the same result. It's not true. Entrepreneurs are not created equal, and neither are workers. But beyond that, they're capable of reaching higher levels of performance if you'll treat them in the proper way. And entrepreneurs are increasingly figuring that out. And it would be nice if the government could figure out that entrepreneurs are that way, too.
Well, here's the problem with small businesses. We're not organized. And see, if small business, and Bert, I'm going to say this again, I've said this many times, if small businesses could get organized the way unions organized, we would rule the world. There's so many small businesses. There are tens of millions just in the United States, let alone around the world. If small
right.
businesses could get organized, we would rule the world, and the world would be a better place, because what's good for small business is good for the world, Bert, in my opinion. And the reason is because when we operate in the marketplace, we don't have anywhere to hide. We can't misbehave. We can't, you know, if we don't behave ourselves in the marketplace, we don't last very long. The marketplace calls us out real quick.
Well, and that's the small businesses are operating on the edge more than larger corporations, which means that when you have unfortunate regulations coming down from above, they're going to hurt the small business more than they're going to hurt the larger corporation, which can more easily absorb the loss.
And when you think about the promises that were made in the 20th century, but beginning with a lot of the things that FDR, as you so well pointed out in your book, so many of the promises that were made, that became expectations by citizens, those promises that were made, those behaviors, those relationships that were viable in the 21st century, in the 20th century, are no longer viable. Those expectations are not reasonable in the 21st century, are they?
No. But
yet we still have the legacy. We still have the vestiges of those promises and those expectations, and that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Well, I think so. In fact, your whole discussion of unions points that out. Unions were often perceived as a way to increase opportunities for workers, but unfortunately, unions have promoted themselves in the last couple generations as being entities that protect their members at the exclusion of the benefits of everybody else in society,
including the employer, like the jobs, like General Motors job banks back in, you know,
the job banks is a classic. 15,000 people paid to do nothing. And we see this, unfortunately, with teacher unions. That's where it's saddest, because that's my occupation, teaching, and I hate to see teachers not doing right by their students.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And so when unions create more problems than opportunity, that's when it's not just you and me saying this, Bert. The unions can't sell their product. They're down to 7% of the private workforce.
Well, that's true, and the public sector unions have been an unfortunate development.
Yeah.
You know, you look at a book like Henry Hazlitt's book, Economics in One Lesson. The book has sold 1 million copies. And Hazlitt always said unions have every right in a free society to exist, and in fact perform some useful functions, because the individual laborer mm-hmm. is not positioned well in negotiating compared with the employer, because if the employer makes a mistake in estimating labor force and fires people, he doesn't suffer the same way a laborer suffers if mm-hmm. he misnegotiates.
Right.
And Bert, I thought that's a good point made by a guy who is a very free market thinker.
That's exactly right. Bert, the new book is New Deal or Raw Deal, available wherever books are sold. It's available electronically. And what
yes,
else?
Yes, New Deal or Raw Deal is on Kindle. And of course, the sequel, FDR Goes to War,
right,
is coming out next month, which is FDR in World War II. And that's when we get the withholding tax.
Mm-hmm.
And happily, we get the end of the Great Depression.
Right. Quick break, 10 till, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, having a great visit with our good friend, Bert Folsom. Happy Labor Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.